Thank you for tuning in to our first Lutheran Church podcast travel series. We will explore some of the faithful travel experiences members of our congregation have undertaken. I hope these discussions will inspire you to go out into the world. Bless it in the name of Jesus, and let it bless you back. Well, welcome back to our Travel Ministries podcast. I am Pastor Jill, and I'm at First Lutheran Church in Columbia Heights, Minnesota. And today, we are speaking to a couple of high school students. We have Aria.
Hi.
And Vivian.
Hi.
And they were on our youth and young adult mission trip to Jamaica this past summer in 2023. And so I'm going to ask them a few questions about the trip, and hopefully we'll get some new insight into what makes teenagers want to go on trips with their church. All right. So my first question for you two is, why did you guys want to go on Mission Jamaica? What first inspired you to think this might be a good idea? Vivian, do you look ready?
Okay, I can go. Well, me personally, I was invited on this trip with my good friend Aria here. But personally, I wanted to go on this trip just because I think it was a great opportunity for me to get closer to faith and just see how other people personally choose to show their faith and choose to see that in the world. So...
Thank you, Aria.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that, and I also was excited to see just like how life is in a different country, and get to help out with kids who need help.
Right, that's a good point. Usually when people say they're going to Jamaica, we think of resorts and really good food and beaches, and this had some of that, but it also had some another side of Jamaica that a lot of people don't get to see. So we did a lot of things while we were there. We did some work and we did some playing and we did some worship and interacting with people at the place we were staying, the YWAM camp in Montego Bay. Among all the things we did, what was one thing that leaps out as a favorite memory for you guys?
Okay.
Who goes first?
Vivian can go first.
Okay. For just like fun, something that I really enjoyed was seeing the ocean, and I think snorkeling is what we did. It was really fun because I just love like the ocean and the wildlife and stuff. But work-wise, something that I really enjoyed was probably, I mean, we did a lot of painting, which was fun, but also just seeing how happy like all those kids were. You know, they don't have a lot, and they were just so grateful and so happy with everything they had. And it was really cool to see, I think.
Right. And just to remind our listeners, by kids, we mean people living at an orphanage called West Haven. And there were young ones, but they're also maybe in their 30s or older because they're disabled. All of them are disabled, and they don't have a lot of places for disabled people to live healthy lives. And so West Haven doesn't kick them out. They get to stay there. So by ministering to kids, we're ministering to quite a wide variety of people. Aria, what jumps out to you?
One of my favorite parts was going to Duns River Falls and climbing the waterfall. That was really fun. And work-wise, I really enjoyed painting and fixing up the walls so mold didn't grow. And
right. Out. We learned something about the importance of paint in Jamaica, and it's not just to look pretty. Do you remember what we learned?
Not necessarily, but I do know that it keeps out bugs and roaches, yeah. And that made me feel very good.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, it was for the bugs.
Right. The paint is a part of the barrier that they use to keep bugs out, but also, like you had mentioned earlier, to keep the mold from growing on the walls, and it's a very moist and humid climate. So they use paint for more than just looking nice. So thinking about that, what was something that was maybe challenging for you guys when we were on our trip? Do you have a memory of something that was challenging in some way?
Yeah, definitely. I would say it was very outside my comfort zone at first. One, just because we were not staying at a very nice place. Like, it was very down to earth and not somewhere that I was used to staying, but I think it was also a good experience to kind of learn new ways and new environments and cultures and how people, you know, that's how they live down there. And then also just seeing those kids and adults who were disabled and maybe didn't have what we have, and talking to them and helping them. It wasn't something that I was used to, but definitely a good experience that I enjoyed. So,
well, right. I mean, do you remember how hot it was?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was just dying for some AC by the
sleeping
end of it.
Was not fun.
No, we are so spoiled that yeah. we expect AC.
Yeah.
And they had no expectation. And one thing I was surprised at, the woman who was managing the YWAM camp, she was wearing like full jeans every day.
I know.
Oh, yeah. So hot.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Aria?
Yeah. When something that was difficult was how hot it was, especially at night, because I expected it, like when the sun went down, it gets colder, but that wasn't necessarily the case. No. But yeah, it was fun to see how everyone else just kind of was like, oh no, this is it. This is what we usually have. And I'm just like, oh, that's really cool.
And you're still happy. You're yeah. not grouchy like some of us might get. So this was a faith-based trip, and we had worship and devotions and prayers multiple times every day. How did this trip impact your personal faith journeys?
I think probably it was really cool to see how they had faith down there. And I remember one day we went to the church, and to see how their church was different from like our church and how they sang, and it was very interactive, which I thought was kind of cool.
Can you explain a little bit about the worship service?
Yeah, so they, I mean, I'm trying to remember, they had a pastor up top who was kind of singing. I mean, they had some they would like talk and they would say things and they would repeat a lot, but it was really like powerful too, because everyone in the audience was clapping and singing along and like speaking. And then I know at one point they started to pray. And for us personally, we kind of close our eyes and we pray to ourselves or listen to the pastor pray. And everybody just prayed out loud and everybody was talking all at once. And it was a little bit overwhelming, but also a really cool experience to have. So.
Right, yeah. Aria?
Well, a faith-based experience I found really cool. I also found the church experience. For church experience, I think, was the most like faith-based of like everything that I think we did. And that was really cool to see. I know it was cool to see that the kids from West Haven were like really excited about it. And in just a way that I personally haven't like showed going to church in a long time, and they're just so happy to
it's another
to be
thing
there.
We take for granted, just like air conditioning, we take for granted that we get to go to church whenever we feel like it, but for those disabled people, they don't, because there's no access unless somebody brings them. And
yeah, I remember there was like a power shortage, and we were worried that they wouldn't be able to iron their clothes and they wouldn't be able to go to work. And that was
to worship.
Yeah. because for me, I was like, oh, you just get up and you go to church and whatever you have. But for them, it was like, no, we got to wear our special clothes.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was important for them to be dressed up. And the issue was the house mothers wouldn't let them go in wrinkled clothes. So we were really hoping that they could have ironed clothes. So, yes, but they were very joyful when they got to church, and they were singing and clapping and exuberant. And it wasn't a 1-hour service either. It was several hours. And again, there's no air conditioning.
How long was it?
I think it was 2 to 3 hours.
I think 2 hours it was.
And there's no air conditioning in that church service. And besides it being hot and humid, everybody's clapping and jumping and dancing. And it was very toasty in there. But the people that were there were certainly very happy to be at worship. And definitely, again, puts it into perspective, the things we take for granted, like our ease of going to church and wearing what we are comfortable in, and whatever we pick. And even if we don't want to wear something wrinkled, we probably can dig something else out of the closet. It's not our one nice outfit. So, yeah. Well, thank you, Vivian and Aria, for sharing your remembrances of our Mission Jamaica trip. Would you recommend somebody else go on a youth and young adult Mission Jamaica trip?
I would say definitely. It's a lot of work, but I think the reward and like just the personal achievement and the experiences are so worth it. And I feel like when you work so hard, and then like the one day that we brought them to church, it was a lot of work to push them all up the hill, but then to see how happy they were at church and everything, it's just so worth it. So definitely.
Yeah, I would piggyback off of that. It was just very rewarding experience. Even though there are difficulties with like the heat and everything. And I would definitely tell someone like, here's what's to expect, but then also expect all these good things, you know?
Right. Well, thank you guys for joining our podcast, and thank you for joining our mission trip. And I hope that this is just the beginning of a lot of other wonderful mission trips for you guys in the future. So let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us such an abundance of resources that we feel free to share them wherever we go. And thank you for calling us to places where we think we're the givers, but truly we always receive more than we give. Thank you for teaching us and walking with us. And I pray that you will bless our journeys forward. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.